The scripture reading is John chapter 6, verses 53 through 55. John chapter 6, verses 53 through 55. So Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in yourselves. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink." Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the members of 10,000 branch churches around the world, as well as in Korea, and those in the local sanctuaries, and those who attend this service through satellites and internet and GCN TV viewers. The title of this message is Grace Given to Us. Ephesians 2 verse 8 says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God." God the Father has given to us a gift that cannot be exchanged with anything else. The gift is His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus shed on the cross guided us to the way of salvation. This gift was not given because our deeds were holy and perfect. It was not given because we pleased God the Father with our good actions. It's a gift that is given freely by Father God without any price. So how thankful are you for this grace of God? Psalm 116, verse 12 says, "What shall I render to the Lord for all His benefits toward me?" It said, "We can never pay the Father God back with anything, for He has given us limitless grace." The second part of this service is the Holy Communion, and I hope you will give thanks to Father God who has given us such tremendous grace. I pray in the name of the Lord that you may give thanks until the Lord comes back again and say, "All that I am is by the grace of the Lord." Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, most people forget the grace that they once received with the passage of time. Most people do. Me, I've never forgotten it. Even from the worldly people, I always remember. And whenever it's necessary, I pay it back. That's how I lived my life since I was young. When they receive some grace, they think and say they will pay back the grace received by all means. But their determination becomes increasingly fainter. Because God the Father knows this nature of man, He let us know and He let us have the Holy Communion. As the Lord said in Luke 22 verse 19, "Do this in remembrance of me." God let us think about the providence of the cross of Jesus through this ceremony so that we can remember the love of the Lord. Why the Lord took the cross? Why He shed His blood on the cross? To help us remember that, we have this ceremony. Now, what kinds of spiritual meanings are embedded in the Holy Communion? Matthew 26, verse 26 says, "While they were eating, Jesus took some bread, and after a blessing, He broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, 'Take it. This is my body.'" He blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take it. This is my blood. This is my body." The bread that we take in the Holy Communion refers to the body of Jesus. So later on, you will eat the bread, right? That's bread refers to the body of Jesus, and you eat it. Now, you eat His flesh. Now, you have to understand what it is spiritually. Then how can the flesh of Jesus become I mean, furthermore, as in John 6, verse 55, my flesh, which is the body of Jesus, refers to true food. So Jesus' flesh is true food. Then how can the flesh of Jesus become our true food? John chapter 1, verse 1 says that the Word is God. And John chapter 1, verse 14 says that God, who is the Word, became flesh and came down to this earth, and He is Jesus. So, Father God is the Word. The Word became flesh and came down to this earth, and He is Jesus. Therefore, we know the qualifications to become the Savior, right? He was conceived by the Holy Spirit because He has to be a man. He has to be a man to be a Savior. So the Word became flesh and came down to this earth. So, to eat the flesh of the Son of Man is to take the Word of God, which is the truth, as our spiritual bread. So the Word of God, the Word is God. God is the Word. So, to eat the flesh of the Son of Man is to take the Word of God. I'm the way, our Lord said, and the truth and life. It is to change our heart with the Word. The Word of God can change you. Without the Word of God, we cannot change ourselves. We cannot change our heart. No matter who says, no matter how good words, it cannot change our heart. You read the Three Kingdoms of China, right? No matter how long he was the general under the rule of Jaegalgolmyeong, he betrayed eventually. But people of goodness, such as Jaegalgolmyeong, was faithful until he died. What about Zhang Fei? He was full of hot temper. What about General Guan Wu? He was full of arrogance, self-righteousness. He was only self-centered, except his brother, King Yu Fei. If you look at them with the light of truth, you can analyze them. What about Bang Tong? You know, he was arrogant. He was showing off. He wanted to be recognized more than Jaegalgolmyeong. That's why, even though he had the discernment, he died. But some books describe Bang Tong as a man of faithfulness, but it's not true. So, only by the Word of God we can change in our heart. So, only by the Word of God we can change. By the Holy Spirit as well. Therefore, you have to read the Bible. You have to memorize the Bible. You have to arm yourself with the Bible. And you have to practice it. Then, your heart can change. You have to do it, but you were lazy. That's why this incident happened. 2 weeks ago, I told you last Friday how I came into Spirit and the Holy Spirit quickly. I didn't have a master. Nobody told me how. Of course, the Holy Spirit was my master. However, I was not competing. I was able to come into spirit and the Holy Spirit pretty quickly. Why? Because from the beginning, I broke my self-righteousness and frameworks, like arrogance and stuff. Arrogance and pride. I just considered the Word of God as truth. Only the Word of God is the truth. Without this Word, I cannot obey. I only obey the Word of God. No one can make me obey or submit. Only God I can obey. Only God's Word I can obey. So I love to read the Bible, and I meditate on it. I arm myself with the Word of God. I always checked whether I live by the Word of God. And when I was short, whenever there was a revival meetings, I went there to listen to the Word of God. And I tried to read every commentaries in the Bible to read the deep will of God, to understand every word of God. I did my best. I asked pastors, but they couldn't make me understood. Those in the difficult verses that I understand. I believe that it is a such deep will of God in there, but there was nothing I can solve. That's why I hung on to God. I'm very good at hanging on to something. Once I do it until the end. So I did it for 7 years without skipping a day. I knelt down. In house, I stayed up all night. I fasted for 40 days, 100 avowed prayers. And whenever there was time, I went mountain and fasted and prayed, and I hung on to God to interpret the 66 books of the Bible, either by the angel, either by the Lord, either by the voice of God. I hung on to God. I was so thirst for the Word of God, because nobody could solve and interpret the Word of God, 66 books of the Bible. I wished to learn the will of God, and I wanted to live by His will. So I was so desperate. I went to every prayer center. I went to every famous scholars, but nobody solved my problems. Eventually, in 7 years, Father God Himself interpreted it for me. I was so touched. It was so impressive. I think I told you before. Father God said, I know you. And then I was praying for the 12 gifts, and the Father God mentioned every gift that I prayed for. You asked for this gift, and I gave it to you. You asked for another gift, and I gave it to you. Father God mentioned all 12 gifts. So the Father God told me to give prayer of thanks for a month. So I did. And after that, Father God's revelation came to me. So this revelation, this is the voice of God that I received after 7 years. So I've never doubted. I have never doubted it, the revelation. Because I received it, I lived by it. I've never doubted. Sometimes the word is not accomplished, but it's not time yet. A year later, 5 years later, 10 years later, 20 or 30 years later, it may it may be achieved. So I've never doubted. Later on, 10 years later, 20 years later, 30 years later, it was achieved. The Israel ministry, the crusade in Europe, all and each and everything was accomplished. Now some of you doubted the revelation. So those of you who did that, you ignored God. And you despised God. I'm not good at writing, but the 80 books that I wrote was all by the revelation of God. So I've never doubted it. everybody recognizes it is the Word of God because it gives them life. So, I think it's enough. To eat the flesh of the Son of Man this way, we must drink His blood at the same time. It's like people have to drink liquid when they eat food. We can observe the nutrients and also give out the bodily waste only when we consume liquid as well. And in this way, we can take the bread of the Word of God well only when we drink the blood of the Son of Man. To drink the blood of the Son of Man is to practice the Word of God with faith. So to drink the blood of the Son of Man is to practice the Word of God by faith. This is to drink the blood of the Son of Man. When we do that, the untruth will leak out from our heart, and the truth will replace them. In our heart, there are like all kinds of untruths like judging and condemnation, and adulterous mind, and so on. So many. And this can be replaced when we practice the Word of God with faith. So, have you done this process? I've told you, I've emphasized it, but since you didn't do it, your faith didn't grow up. Since you didn't practice the Word of God, since you didn't obey, since you didn't practice the Word of God, you were slow. Those who obeyed and practiced already entered the rock of faith and spirit. They put it in their heart, the Word of God. They make it theirs. And they practice the Word. They already enter the rock of faith and spirit. And they are walking toward the Holy Spirit. So it's not difficult. It is so easy. The problem is, you don't obey. Even though you know, you do not obey. Also from the 1 John chapter 1, verse 7, we can understand that we have life in us only when we drink the blood of the Son of Man, as well as we eat His flesh. It says, "But if we walk in the light as He Himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, His Son, cleanses us from all sin." The 1 John chapter 1, verse 7. You listen to this verse many times a year. I once asked a member where this verse is found. I deliver many messages and I refer to this verse. And you should memorize this verse. But nobody could answer. That is the current address of your faith. You lived your life in vain, 10, 20, 30 years. You just come and go. You just came to Daniel Prayer Meeting, that's it. Two, you didn't do the job to come to Rock of Faith and Spirit. Jesus shed His precious blood to redeem us from sins, but for us to be forgiven through His blood, we must walk in the light. This is the essence of a Christian life, to become a true child of God the Father. For example, nowadays, you are learning the Word of God more diligently than ever in order to accomplish spirit. You learn about spiritual love chapter, the nine fruits of the Holy Spirit, and Beatitudes, enjoying them. So those who obeyed found joy there. Moreover, you listen to the testimonies of those who have come forth as spirit, and you try to do the things they did. But is there any of you who just feel you are blessed and touched but do nothing with them? Some of you think, wow, he's great. I think he has a different kind of heart than mine. And you don't actually try to practice the truth that you learned. Or some of you learn the messages on goodness very well and even memorize the whole thing. But then you don't even try to hold your evil, which is the first level of goodness, but show your uncomfortable feelings to others. Let's say you commit sin and you repent. Then you watch them in Mami magazine. And brother Yongjun Jung should be reminded. His testimony should be reminded, and you should do exactly what he did. You have to repent. But you said you just repented. You have to repent until the root of the sin can be completely removed. Even the sinful nature, that is the true repentance. If it is still there, that is not true repentance, because it will come out again. You know the weed. If you cut the weed out, it will come out again. If you cut it, it will come out again. If you weed out, it will come out. What should you do to completely remove? You have to root it out. You have to take the root of the root out. Then there will be no weed. It is the same with our sinful nature. You have to remove it from its root. Without it, it is not true repentance, because a few years later, it may come out again. That's the problem. That's not true repentance. You have to completely remove it by its root. And those who come into rock of faith and spirit, they are those who remove its root. Then they can come into root, they come into spirit. And they have to remove even the trace of it to come into all spirit. It is fun to do it. Once you remove it one by one, it is fun to manage a Christian life. Why? Because as the passage of time, you will resemble the Father God. You will become the holy children, sanctified children of God. So it is fun to do it, because Father God will give you grace. The Father God will make the impossible possible, and He make even the possible more prosperous. Even the possible impossible becomes possible. This means that you input the word of God just as knowledge and have not cultivated it in your heart. You just committed and repented again and again. This is what you belong to here. The changes can take place only when you actually obey and practice the word of God. Only then can the word become life and power to you. I hope you will keep in mind the meaning of the Holy Communion and quickly come forth into the light and spirit by eating the flesh and drinking the blood of the Son of Man every day. Your brothers and sisters in Christ, if the ministry of Jesus had ended only by holy sacrificial death, we wouldn't have had eternal life or hope for the kingdom of heaven. As the 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 17 says, "And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is worthless. You are still in your sins." If the Lord just died, if he had not resurrected, what is the use to believe in Him? Our sins are not forgiven and we don't have hope for go to heaven. So, you are still in your sins. All our actions will be worthless. Faith, going to heaven, they're all worthless. But our Lord broke the power of death, resurrected, and ascended into heaven. He promised us that I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. And He proclaimed His second coming to take us back. If we don't believe this word, we cannot be diligent in our believing life. We cannot be fervent. We cannot show our fervent in our believing life. But if we do, we cannot love the world. We cannot befriend the world. Why? Because the Lord will come back to take us back. We are the brides of the Lord. When the groom comes, we have to welcome him. Now, we are dirty. Our heart is filthy and dirty, filled with all kinds of evil things. How can we welcome our bridegroom? We can't. Our Lord will take us back. And now, what if the Lord comes back now? You can never live in darkness. That's why those young spirits make a determination. They will not befriend the world of God. They make a determination like this. Now, once they make a determination, great blessing comes to them. Father God gives blessing to them right away because Father God is so much pleased with them. Missionary Sharon Kang, once she made the determination, I will only look at the Lord and Father God and the shepherd, then she started to receive blessing. And then she started to receive great income. She is recognized, she is loved greatly by others, even high officials. Jewish people love her. Even airplane company, you know, recognizes her. He is like representing this country. If you make a determination like this, you know, God can use you. The same thing can happen to you. So there is big difference when you make a determination or not. Those who make a determination right away makes difference. The power worship team was the example. Once they made a determination, the whole team made the determination. But I will only look at God. Then right on that month, they become number one in the church. They used to be number two or number three. Until now, they have been number one. How much Father God was pleased with them. After his resurrection and ascension, the Lord sat on the right hand of God's throne, thereby showing to us that the life of Christian is the most blessed and glorious life. He let us overcome any kind of hardship or sorrow, having the faith and hope that we will participate in the resurrection of the Lord too. The resurrection of the Lord itself is such wonderful grace to us. I will talk to you about two kinds of grace that are given to us on this Easter. Please keep them in mind and participate in the Holy Communion with a grateful heart. Your brothers and sisters in Christ, the first grace given to us through Easter is the Word of Life. When we were wandering around, God's Word became the lamp and showed our way. He guided us only to the way of life. No matter how difficult your situation is, when you depend on God and when Father God works, everything can be solved easily. Someone was receiving blessing and doing his business, but things didn't go well. He was disturbed. His business was interfered. I was wondering why he received my prayer blessing. Why did the devil and Satan interfere with his business? He used to receive great blessing. His income was so great. And later, he made a wall between him and God. Then Father God ignored him. And the devil and Satan started to work on him. So he was envied and jealous by others. That's why his business didn't go well. That's why, and then later he came to me and tried to receive my prayer. Even if I prayed for him, it didn't work. When I pray, you know, it should work. Even the impossible becomes possible. But it didn't work like that. Later on, I heard that he made the wall between God and him. That's why Father God ignored him. Even though I prayed for him, it didn't work out until it is solved. That's why he experienced difficulties in his business. All problems are like this. If you make a wall before God, you have to completely repent before you receive my prayer. But if you just receive my prayer, nothing happens. Do you think it's going to work? No. There is procedures, there is process, and there is justice. First, you have to break the wall of God, and then you should receive my prayer. Let's say your parents are sick, like a third or last stage of cancer. Then you have to break the wall and receive my prayer. But without breaking the wall, please, my father is in intensive care unit. Please pray for my father. What is the use to pray for your father? He doesn't even believe. He doesn't believe in Father God. And you just ask me to pray for him on his picture? He rather persecuted this church. Now, if he is to be healed of his disease, he has to receive faith and he has to break the wall of sin. If there is any wall between you and between him and me, then he has to break it. Then he should receive my prayer. Someone came to me with the last stage of cancer in her stomach. Once after receiving my prayer, it was okay. You have to break the wall of sin. Then you should receive my prayer. Without breaking it, even if you receive my prayer 10 or 20 times, it's useless. I've emphasized many times that you have to put it in your heart and you have to live by the word. Without breaking the wall, you should not receive my prayer. Moreover, the deep spiritual messages given to this church are leading us to New Jerusalem in such a delicate way. Those who are armed with the word of God, those pastors and Levi workers, they take so much joy now. As they arm themselves with the word of God, the 66 books of the Bible can be interpreted easily because everything goes in pair. Even though they don't study the whole Bible. Once they have the basic, they can read they can understand the Bible from the first page to the last. Everything will go in pair as they read the Bible. They can understand the Bible, whole Bible. God let us know the dimension of spirit and whole spirit, which nobody could fathom, and He let us achieve that dimension. But we cannot gain a life unless we understand the word of God in a spiritual way. In John 6, verse 64 to 66, we find some people who don't understand the spiritual word. They had witnessed so many signs that Jesus performed, but they couldn't take Jesus' word, saying, "I am the bread that came down from heaven. And if you eat my flesh, you will live." And eventually, they left Jesus. They follow the Lord, they learn from Him. But since they couldn't understand it spiritually, they understood it fleshly, they left Jesus. So many people left Jesus when the Lord said, "If you eat my flesh, you will live," except 12 disciples. There are many people like that among you. You should understand the word of God. Then reading the Bible is fun. But the word of God is not fun to read now. The word should be as sweet as honeycomb. But you just fall asleep. But those who understand this, you know, it is so fun to listen. It is so good to listen. Those in the newly selected pastors, the first, second, and third class, they enjoy so much. They enjoy those, you know, their classes in the seminary college. They don't miss anything. So professors love them so much because they eagerly listen to them. Whenever they got time, they pray. They arm themselves with the word of God. And they are one. 20 of them became one. The enemy, devil, and Satan cannot work on them. They love God more than anything else. They arm themselves with the word of God. They love spirit. As a servant of God, they prepare their ways. So that's why they became one, each other. Professor Vin, is it true? Right? You love your disciples, right? Why didn't you do that to the old students? Before I called those students, why didn't you do that to the students in seminary college? Your professors. If you had awakened and raised students like that, there would be no waged workers like this now. Do I have to touch them? You could do that, and it would be much better. Since they didn't understand that spiritual way, they left Jesus. Now, every word proclaimed this altar is a spiritual word. Now, the Lord's picture is on the curtain and the wall, and the Lord was bleeding beside rib on the cross, which took place 2,000 years ago, and it is the picture. If you don't understand it, then you should leave this church. So you will leave, huh? No? Since you understand it, you don't leave. Since you understand it. Now, to understand it like this, how much have passed? It took long, right? But now, you believe and you understand. Many years passed by. You witnessed, you touched it, and it became your faith. And your faith has grown up, and now you are entering Rock of Faith and walk toward Spirit. In other churches, it is difficult to find those who stand on the rock of faith. It's difficult to find. Even those, if you are like 20% in the third level of faith, then don't be disappointed as a district leader. Why? Because it is already great. That's why you become number one in branch churches, right? And this church is not so great. But when compared with others in other churches, it is so great. Why? Because you go to the second kingdom of heaven. But in other churches, it is difficult to go to the second kingdom of heaven. Not even the first kingdom of heaven. Now look around. Look around and see those believers, those Christians, whether they have the level of faith as the second or third level of faith. They live by the word of God, but you know what? They stumble from time to time. It's hard to find those who live by the word of God all the time. Now, at least you pass the second and enter the third level of faith. It is so great then. I don't regard it great though. Why? Because in this church, you have witnessed so many signs and wonders. You should have come into it much more quickly. Peter said in John 6, verse 68, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have words of eternal life. Eternal life is here. Where should we go? This is your confession, isn't it? I will never leave. This is the confession of Man Min. Let's say, if you leave Man Min Church, then I will give you like $1 million. Will you? Promise? Okay, I will. Well, make a contract. If you leave Man Min Church, then I will give you $2 million. Let's say you made a contract. Let's say. Then, I think you will never leave this church. Why? Because you will never exchange your eternal life with $2 million. Would you? It's nonsense, isn't it? There is no such a fool in this church. Well, from time to time, some people left because they were a fool. They knew they would go to hell, and they committed sin leading to death, and they left because they couldn't bear with it in this church. After committing sin leading to death and staying in this church, it's difficult. That's why they left. Those who don't commit sin, they will never leave this church because the eternal life is here. The heaven is here. New Jerusalem is here. How can they leave this church? But those who don't obey, who commit sin leading to death, they struggle in their heart, and they left this church. So, When you visit your members, you have to teach your members never commit sin. Then your members will never leave. Since they commit sin, they leave this church because they were in a hurt in their heart. Do you believe? Even the most excellent morality or philosophical knowledge cannot give us eternal life. We can gain life only when we make the spiritual bread of the Word of God. Therefore, when we break the bread today, I hope you will give thanks to God and say, I have an eternal life thanks to the Lord and thanks to the Word of life. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the second grace given to us through this Easter is that we can cultivate perfect faith, which is followed by deeds. Christians can forsake the good things. You gotta have deeds to have perfect faith. You gotta have deeds to have sincere heart. You have to completely remove evil from your heart. You have to remove every form of evil. Then you will have truth in your heart. So your heart will become a sincere heart, and you will have in full assurance of faith. So a sincere heart in full assurance of faith. Christians can forsake good things for the word. Christians can forsake the good things of the world for the Lord, and they can take up any hardship or wretched life because they have the hope of resurrection. We can see this fact through the lives of the disciples who had witnessed the resurrection of the Lord. They never feared or submitted even to death. But they rather only thought of the day to enjoy the glory of resurrection together with the Lord. For that reason, they walked the way of life shown by the Lord only with yes and amen. In this church, you heard spiritual messages that cannot be disproved and witnessed the power of God that confirms the word. All these things are true. Now, what is the evidence? That is the power of God. Now, what is the manifestation of power of God? It means the Lord is with us. The Lord is with us, and that's why we can manifest the power of God and signs and miracles. So if the signs and miracles are manifested, all these words are true, proclaimed in this church. If it is not true, the power will leave. Father God will not tolerate. If I falsely proclaim, the enemy devil with Satan will not leave me alone. Father God, this servant should be accused. You know, Father God accepts the accusation of Satan as written in Job. And Satan will play. Satan will bring about, you know, disasters and calamities. Then people will suffer because people lie. And Father God cannot protect them. If you know this principle, if you know this spiritual principle, then you cannot judge or condemn recklessly those people who are loved by God. If you judge, if you commit sin, the enemy, the devil, and Satan will not leave you because they are told to eat the dust. And Father God ignore you. If you know this truth, you should not be tempted. There is no reason to be tempted. That's why you should arm yourself with the Word of God. Then you will never be tempted. And you will see who will tempt you. Those who are trying to tempt you is so full of evil. And you will identify them. They betray Father God. You will identify them. So there is no argue with that. Why are you tempted by those people? Why do you judge and condemn? Since you did that, you commit the sin and create the wall of sin before God. And yet, are there any of you who still find it hard to live by the Word of God? Or there are any of you who think you are just so far away from accomplishing spirit? Ask our performing arts committee members. Where is worship team? Third century. If it is difficult to live as a Christian life, I mean, if it is enjoyable, raise your hand. Okay, good. So they raise their hand. and a heavenly voice. Raise your hand if you enjoy your believing life. It is, huh? You're so thankful, joyful. Now, heavenly dance team. When you go to school, you do practice. You are trained under your professors, right? And sometimes you have to practice at night. And you have to participate in the work of the professors, right? You have to serve them. Some students, had to go to school by train. And they have to come to Daniel Prayer Meeting. Early in the morning, they go to school. It's their daily work. And they have to practice in church. They have to prepare for the special performance. Now, so, is it difficult to manage your Christian life? No? No? Is it enjoyable? Are you happy? Good. Are there any of you who think you are just so far away from accomplishing spirit? Well, look back on your faith. Christian life is not difficult. You should do it with joy and happiness. Even though I was poor, even though I was in great debt after 7 years in sickness, my Christian life was joy and happiness. Is it true? Now, whenever I got time, I went to prayer center along with my three daughters. And it was difficult to get some meal. It was so in a muddy road, when it rained. It was not easy to sleep in there. But I took my three daughters and prayed there, in prayer center. I listened to the word of God. We enjoyed our believing lives like that, even though we were so poor. Of course, my wife went together with me. This is Christian life. Your goal is heaven. Your goal is Father God. It is to resemble Father God. It is to communicate with God. So why is it so difficult? But you befriend the world? The worldly things come into you? Where is room for it? You love it? You like it? Why? That's why even elementary school students quit watching TV. And I discussed and I talked to my three daughters when they were young and I removed the TV. Even though we prayed all night, my three daughters never complained. They never missed Wednesday service. We enjoyed our believing lives like that, even though we lived in one-room house. Our house was full of praises and love. I'm not, boasting off. Those of you who came from the same town, they know Elder Cho Ryo-pae. Is it true? Yes. My house was full of praises. Whenever we got time, went out to evangelize people. This is believing life. Just as the fathers of faith overcame any kind of difficulty with the hope of resurrection, I hope you will also try harder to practice the word of God with hope of resurrection. Let me conclude this message. Today is the last day of the 3 months of suspension period. Have you deeply realized the love and grace of God given to us for the last 3 months? God the Father said, you church members, and especially pastors and Levite workers, would have a new start beginning from this Easter. As the 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17 says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things passed away. Behold, new things have come. This is the today. I urge you to become a new person who is not putting on the flesh, but the spirit. Just like our Lord who overcame the power of death and resurrected, may you cast away all kinds of sins and become the brides of the Lord who are spotless and blameless. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray.
Let us pray. I will just pray for the sick. Father God, thank you. Lay your hands on them from head to toe, all entrails and cells and nerves and tissues. Burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit. All entrails, kidney, liver, heart, lung, and intestines be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Let light come. Father, touch them and heal them. Light come. High and low blood pressure, diabetes, go away. Father, give them spiritual and physical health and protect them throughout this week and protect all the church vehicles and church members' vehicles and let them make no mistakes while driving. Father, on this Easter, give us the hope of resurrection and let us have reaffirmed faith of resurrection. If we have firm faith of resurrection, we can never commit sins. Because of resurrection, we have heavenly kingdom. And how can we go towards hell for this momentary dirty, to take these momentary dirty things of this old world? How can we go to hell? And if we have the assurance of heavenly kingdom, we can never commit sins. And Heavenly Father, have pity on them. Have mercy on them and give them, plant in them, the hope of resurrection. They see so many evidences. When we love God, we are protected. And in so many, from so many trafficking accidents, we don't get injured in our hands, or we don't get injured at all. And when we live by the word of God, we don't get any diseases. Heavenly Father, Father, let them please get away from darkness and let them love God and have hope of heavenly kingdom. Let them adorn themselves as brides of the Lord and go into spirit and whole spirit so that their tithes will increase and they'll have more things to give thanks for and their families will be evangelized and their children will change. Lord, thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.